Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's a Friday afternoon heading into the evening here on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's afternoon news. Gerard Jabaley from News Nation was on with us earlier today. Says it's going to be a darn nice weekend, so get out there and enjoy it. You know, we'll be traveling soon. We talked earlier with Jim Pfister from the Lake County Department of Health as the vaccinations are going into arms. I don't know if you're like me. I love to travel. You know, I bring people from WGN listeners to Europe a few times a year. I've just been watching Rick Steves' videos and all of these things. I can't wait to get back. And that's why I'm so excited to talk to Victoria Smith. She is on a phone line now and has a book out called The Little Lark Still Sings, A True Story of Love, Change, and an Old Tuscan Farmhouse. Victoria, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Steve. It's so nice to be with you.
Okay, so you're a local gal, right? You worked at Procter & Gamble here in the marketing department, DDB Needham for a time. But you and your husband of a couple decades decided, how long ago, to buy a farmhouse in Tuscany?
It's been about 18 years since we decided to pick up stakes from Chicago. And in fact, Steve, I used to work in the same building that the WGN is in when I was with DDB Needham.
No kidding.
And we moved. We wanted a romantic adventure. And so we decided to sell all the things we had here and move to Tuscany, buy an old farmhouse there and renovate it. And what we really learned is how much we didn't know about Italy, about ourselves, and about our marriage.
Okay, so this story just got better to me because I kind of assumed that this was inspired by the Frances Mays book. You know, it's the same town, isn't it, Cortona, where she bought her villa and wrote Under the Tuscan Sun. But sounds like you were there when she wrote the book.
Well, that book, Frances wrote her book 30 years ago, because now I know how books go. But it was published about 25 years ago.
Oh, it was. I can't believe it's been that long. I thought it was more recent than that. So was that your inspiration?
Still a bestseller.
Yeah.
Still a bestseller. It's a great book, and it's been wildly successful. It's very different than my book, because mine is raw and vulnerable and talks about the relationship between my husband and myself, and what we learned in our experience of moving to Tuscany. But Francis's book did a lot of good for Cortona, and I love Cortona, and I love Italy, and I hope that The Little Lark Still Sings will bring a few tourists to Cortona as well.
Well, it's a beautiful book. I just got my hands on it. I was off earlier this week, Victoria, so I just got my hands on it today. I'm going to start reading it tonight.
Come with me to Cortona.
I know you focus a lot on your relationship with your husband and the trials and tribulations. He's still your husband, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So we know that works out well. but tell me about what it's like to move to Italy and to, it sounds like you didn't have a lot of the language at the time, and to start doing this project. It must have been, well, I would think it would be overwhelming.
You know, I thought it was going to be like an extended vacation, and Larry thought it was going to be a sabbatical, and it was neither. It was much more challenging than we expected, not because of any one thing, but because everything is different. The currency is different. The expectations are different. I would walk into a grocery store and see everybody who was in the produce aisle with little gloves on, but I didn't know where to find the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know that you couldn't touch the vegetables. So it is overwhelming, the rules, regulations, but it's all manageable. And what we learned, and we lived in a house that was under construction. We didn't think we were going to be doing that, but we did. And what we learned was that even when the dream goes awry, even when things don't turn out the way we think they will, and in the past year, we've really learned that nothing turns out the way we think it will. life can be better than the dream. Our marriage today is stronger, not because of the challenges, not in spite of them. So we persevered, we worked together, and the romantic adventure that we thought was falling apart is actually better today than we dreamed it would ever be.
That's nice to hear. At what point during the redevelopment of the house did you sort of take a step back and say, we did it, we made it? When was it, not that it was over, but when did you know you'd reached success?
That's a great question. You know, I don't think we really knew that we were going to love it as much as we do today until we were in the car on the way to the Florence airport after the first summer and realized that we were already missing the sounds of the birds and already missing the espresso in the morning. And we said to each other, you know, this did not turn out the way we expected it. But if the house had been finished and if everything had gone the way we wanted it to, it would never have been as wonderful as it really was.
You know, and I'm sorry. Well, my wife and I, our plans, now who knows if we'll actually do this, but sort of our dream retirement is to every year pick a different European city and live there for, you know, a month or 2 months to just really get, not necessarily a city, European country, and to really get the feel and flavor of it and, you know, then come home. Can we get your experience in any country, or is there something unique about Italy that can't be captured anywhere else?
Well, of course, being a lover of Italy, I think Italy can't possibly be captured anywhere else. But I also don't think that you can know the truth about what it is to live in a place unless you're there more than 1 or 2 months. I think you have to almost give up your attachment to where you were and become fully immersed in a culture before you get the sense of what real life is like.
Right, right.
So when you want to do that in Cortona, we'll help you find a place to stay.
Where's Cortona? I know it's in Tuscany. How far is it from Florence?
It's about an hour and a half by train to Florence and about 2.5 hours south to Rome.
Do you know of a town called, I'm going to pronounce it Figlini, F-I-G-L-I-N-E?
Figlini. I believe it's down by Deruta. I think it's in Umbria, south of Cortona.
It's not too far from, when we would go to Florence, we stayed there.
I take it back. It is on the train line. I was going to say, I know I've seen this on the train line. It is south of Florence, and the train to Cortona goes through Foligno.
One of my best memories of traveling, we happened to be there during the Harvest Festival when the town plaza was taken over with people who just made 100-pound rolls of mortadella or salami, and the wine came in and the cheese, and it just felt like such an authentic thing. I'll never forget it. I want to go back and stay there. It was the Via Casa Grande, I think we stayed, just to experience it. And that's the beauty of traveling. Even if you can't do it for a month or 2 months, if you do it 5 or 10 days at a time or 15 days, I mean, to get to that moment is fantastic. And your book, the book called The Little Lark Still Sings, is going to get me to that moment tonight, Victoria Smith.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Thank you.
It was wonderful to talk to you. I can't travel for a while. We're going to try to go to Italy next year, but until then, I'll just be reading about it.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy. And The Little Lark Still Sings, the title of the book, is because before postal services gave houses numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Every house, no matter how humble, had a name, and ours was called The Little Lark.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. All right. Thanks, Victoria. We'll talk again.
Okay.
You're listening.
Enjoy your reading.
I will do it. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. When we come back, we're going to go